I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thank you for joining us for Empower Wichita on Power 93.5. I'm your host, Miranda Watkins, and we have got in the studio with us Kansas DUI Impact Center because we've got a busy, busy couple of months ahead of us. And so you have to welcome with me Andrew Carl. How are you doing?
I'm well, Miranda. How are you?
Doing good. I know it's been kind of rainy, but you got your rain boots on. You're ready to go, and I'm really liking those. I think they're super cute.
Thank you. I'm ready.
So you were telling me that this Wednesday, you guys at the Kansas DUI Impact Center have a lot going on. So give me the scoop. Tell me all about it.
Absolutely. So we won a grant from the National Association of Victims of Crime Act to put on a community fair. So we're going to invite the entire community to come out with us on Wednesday from 2 to 7 at our office at 3rd and Waco, and we will have local nonprofits with booths.
Oh,
so
cool.
We have CASA there, we have PFLAG there, we have the Women's Crisis Center,
nice.
WASAC, we have the PD, the sheriff, and we'll have all this information available to the community along with a bunch of free stuff. So
awesome.
Free t-shirts and bounce house for the kids, the food trucks will be there. It's just going to be a party, our way to welcome the community to interact with local nonprofits who provide services and just let them know we're here for them and what we can do if they're ever in need.
What a good idea. Now, when you guys were planning this, did you have any idea that it would come and be this big? I mean, with the food trucks and all the different booths. I mean, did you have any idea?
Well, you know, we hoped. We hoped that people would see our vision and really just jump on board and support.
Oh, that's so awesome. Now, if you guys want to check this out, not just this upcoming event that's going to happen on Wednesday, but maybe if you want to find out more about the location, you can go to ksdui.org, or you can actually friend them on Facebook. Just look for the Kansas DUI Impact Center. Now, this is not the only thing that you guys do. You guys are constantly in the community, always looking to educate and help those that have been affected by drunk driving. And, you know, I will say, even when I've done, you know, like charity pub crawls, I always see you guys there.
Mm-hmm.
Just to remind people, like, hey, we want you to have a good time. We want you to enjoy, you know.
Absolutely.
But we also want you to be responsible.
Yes. So we're not anti-alcohol. We're not negative in any way. We want people to celebrate and have a good time, but to be responsible and think about public safety and their own lives and the lives of their family. Just be safe when you're celebrating.
Now, with this organization, there's a lot that you guys do for the community and a lot that goes into the everyday functioning of your services. Can you kind of just give us an overview of some of your favorite programs that you guys offer?
Of course. So I think what warms my heart the most is when we get to interact with families who have experienced a serious injury or a death resulting from impaired driving.
Mm.
So we're there with families in the hospital from the time of the accident through the court process to help them just kind of understand what's going on. And then after the fact with support group and in counseling services. So we also speak in schools across the state. If there are any teachers or parents there listening, we are happy to come to your classroom and do an intimate classroom program or to do a full-scale school-wide assembly program at no cost to the schools.
Awesome.
And then also we participate in community events like the fair, like Riverfest Parade and things like that. We're always out in the community just hoping people will take a moment to join the cause and increase public safety.
With everything that you guys do to help victims' families, and also to educate, is there anything that's coming up this summer that you want to, like, what about students that, you know, they have the summer free? Could they do some volunteering?
Absolutely. We love, love, love our volunteers. They make our agency work. So we have everything, all sorts of volunteer opportunities, really fun ones. We have clerical, administrative, we have phones. We have volunteers who will come and build our float for Riverfest. So we have cool things to do in our office all the time.
With your, I mean, I really want to say, but with your message, which is so smart, it's just, it's simple. Think about others before you get in your car. Think about others before you have a drink and decide, I'm good enough to drive. You know what? Honestly, you're not. So you should think about the situation that you're in and the impact that you can have on others. Do you have a special message for, you know, juniors and seniors that are getting ready for prom, that maybe don't think about the A, B, and C of what could happen if they have a couple drinks, even though you're not supposed to, and then get in your car and drive.
Absolutely. So my thought is there's a time for everything. When it's your time to have alcohol, you'll have that after 21. Right now, you're in middle and high school. Enjoy that time, that freedom, that innocence of childhood. Go out and have the best prom. Don't ruin your nice tux or your beautiful dress, making a terrible accident that's going to, in fact, impact your parents and your family. Just enjoy your time, because you're going to be off doing something else in the near future, and you only have that prom once, or that, you know, junior prom.
And you want to remember it. I mean, come on.
And it should be awesome. And involving alcohol and the police and parents getting upset with you and having, or worse, having to stand over you in the hospital, having a serious injury. We always want to avoid that.
Now, along with the upcoming event that's on Wednesday that you can join, you guys have a lot of other things. Like, what is this that I'm hearing? Like, yoga? You guys have yoga too?
Yeah, so we have some really awesome support group activities. We do everything, and one of the ones that are open to the community is our yoga. We also have a self-defense as part of Crime Victims Rights Week. So we have events every day during Crime Victims Rights Week that the community can participate in.
That is awesome. If you guys want to find out about this, or perhaps you want to get your kiddo involved in volunteering, maybe you want to find out more if you yourself would like to join like the Sober Drivers Program, or if you'd like to volunteer, you can find out more. You can go to ksdui.org, and there's a really cool button that's How Can I Help? And it shows you all the different ways, because it's not just volunteering your time or volunteering money. You can do the Shop for Charity, and you can check out making a pledge. There's a lot of stuff people can do.
Absolutely. You can pledge to drive sober. You can shop for charity through Amazon Smile or through Dylan's if you're not already linked to another organization. And just come out and support us. One really important way you can is by sharing positive messaging about sober driving on your social media. Oh. So if you go like and follow us, you can share those positive messages with your friends and just make a positive impact on your sphere of influence.
Now, I'm going through your website, which I always love because you guys always keep it updated. What exactly is the interlock? And is this something you can get in your car to make sure that you never drive drunk?
Yes. So if you are interested in or searching for an interlock for your car, there's information on our website. We can help you get a referral to a company that will give you a great discount because of your association to us. And you can make our streets safer.
Wow. So that means, like, even when you're questioning it and you're thinking, oh, I had a couple drinks, but I had dinner, so I should be fine, you could actually use this and you know exactly whether or not you need to get an Uber or a cab, or if you can safely operate your car.
Absolutely.
I love this. This is actually really smart. This could save you a lot of bad decision making and give you some peace of mind here. So on your guys' website, I'm reading about everything that is coming up in your events. And with this event that's coming on Wednesday, does anyone have to bring anything or?
Not at all. It's absolutely free to the public.
Awesome.
We will have tons of freebie giveaways for you. We will have a fire truck, a sheriff's patrol car, and a police car that kids can get in to see the equipment, to interact with their local first responders and community leaders.
Also fun.
Mayor Longwell will be speaking at 5 along with Sheriff Easter and Deputy Livingston. So we'll have community leaders there to interact with you to help you understand how we're working all together as a community to keep you safe.
This is going to be so fun. So again, this is April 5th. And what time does it start?
Starts at 2, but our main presentation is at 5. It'll be come and go all day. So you can hang out, hear the presentation, bounce for a while, bring the kids. Have some food, of course. The food trucks will be there. Uno Mas is one that's joining us, and
Yum.
Kona Ice.
Yes.
And so it should be just a great day.
So I'm looking at your event calendar, and you have a lot. So on the 6th, you have Think of Victim Witness Coordination Day.
Yes. So we're asking everyone who's ever been a victim of crime to thank the coordinator that worked with you in the courts. And so we can facilitate that through our office. We're asking people to come in, and we have all the supplies. You can write a nice note, and we're packaging them by jurisdiction to send them to all the victim witness coordinators. And just let them know it's kind of a thankless job.
Yeah.
Let them know that we appreciate the work we do, or they do.
And then, because there's never any rest for you guys, you have on April 7th, the Impact Center Support Day, which is kind of a cool way because you guys also do so much. And there's a day that we should say thank you to you guys.
Well, our advocates. I won't take credit for that. But our advocates, they just work really hard. And it's a very emotional job. So we want to get together and help everyone kind of decompress.
This is so cool. You guys have such a busy week coming up. So the Community Services Fair, that's April 5th. Then we've got the Think a Victim Witness Coordinator Day. Then the Impact Center Support Day. This is all happening. It's going to be so fun. And then you can always join everybody for yoga when you guys have that. Since it's open, it's a great way to kind of, you know, relax a little bit, center yourself, and get everything going. If you want to find out more about donating, volunteering, or just about the Community Services Fair that's happening April 5th, you can check it out at ksdy.org. You can friend them on Facebook at Kansas DUI Impact Center. And of course, you know me, I always like to ask you the questions that are so fun involving our city. What are you hoping for 2017 and the impact that you guys make for students around Kansas this year?
Well, we're always hoping for just a safe year. We don't want to hear about anyone being seriously injured or killed as a result of an avoidable decision. That's the thing about impaired driving. It's a simply avoidable decision. Just plan ahead and always drive sober.
Does Wichita ever have good years and bad years? I know that just like crime rates, they fluctuate. Are we on a good scale or a bad scale? I mean, I want to say that no matter what, we should always do better. But how are we doing with our impaired driving?
So when we look at the state of Kansas, Wichita is pretty close to the top for the number of arrests for impaired driving.
Are you guys listening to this? We need to do better. There is absolutely no excuse for this.
We should always just be better about it, because you never know. It's just a game of chance. Who will be that injury? Who will be that crash? And who will be that fatality? So every time someone gets behind the wheel under the influence, you know, they run the risk of being arrested, but they also run the risk of killing themselves or someone else. And so I think of a bad year where people are injured and people are hurt. You know, arrests are always bad as well, but we really think about the lives that are affected. And so we want to make sure that no one takes the chance of hurting someone or hurting themselves.
And you said it perfectly. It's avoidable. Everything about this is avoidable. It's something that you can prevent. And especially nowadays, Uber is a simple app that you can download. Mm-hmm. Cabs, you can call them while you're at dinner just to make sure that, you know, they're ready to go at the end. You can arrange that kind of stuff. If you're planning on going out and you're planning on where you're going to go, you might as well plan on how you're going to get home after that. There are sober options. And this is always a really good way to start not just your summer, but a lifestyle of saying, I'm going to make smart choices. Because you don't want to see what happens when your bad decision affects the lives of others.
Right, and we'd rather see you as a volunteer than visit you in the hospital.
Exactly.
Just really quickly, Miranda, I wanted to thank our sponsors for the fair.
Oh, yeah, tell me all about it. Who's helping?
Central Security Group, CORE, and Empower Martial Arts. And one thing I wanted to mention about the fair, it's not just for DUI victims. It's for victims of every type of crime. Mm. So, and it's also for people who have never been victimized. You know, you can come out and find ways to volunteer with not only our agency, but other agencies. Mm-hmm. And you can know where resources are in the event of a victimization.
Because when stuff happens, there's this feeling of, I don't know what to do. I'm lost right now.
You don't even know what's available to you.
No. And there are so many great resources. So you should really check this out. I mean, I'm going to say you had me at food trucks and you guys, because I know what hard work you do. But this is fun. The kids can get out. They can get some fresh air. The bounce house is never a bad idea.
Yeah, it's always fun.
I really wish they would let me bounce in one.
See, we wait for the event to be over, and then all my staff and I will get in there.
They're so fun. I'm really trying to make adult bounce houses happen. I just think we really should do that. But if you guys want to find out more, and I know you're driving, you can actually get this interview and many more at our website at power935.com. Just click on In Case You Missed It and Empower. We've got all of our interviews, including this one. In case you want to jot some information down or get in touch, you can. You can also go to ksdui.org. And, of course, the Kansas DUI Impact Center is on Facebook, social media. They're there. Is the video still up on Facebook of you guys dancing? Because that was a personal favorite of
mine. The video is still up. And, you know, we're waiting for the next great song so we can make a new video.
I'm thinking another video needs to happen. I mean, you guys had some serious skills. So we need to see that in action. So if you guys want to, be sure, mark it down in the calendar. We'd love to see you there. It is this upcoming Wednesday. So you got it? The first week of April, you can join everybody in the community. We're all going to be at the Community Services Fair. It starts at 2 p.m. and it'll go until 7, and it's at the Kansas DUI Impact Center. What's the address?
Our address is 355 North Waco. We are right across from the downtown post office at 3rd and Waco.
Oh, perfect. So be sure, make your plans, and you can join everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun. They've got all kinds of goodies there. And, of course, you can also interact with people in our community that are really just doing their best to make it a safe place.
Absolutely.
So thank you for coming in and hanging out with me. It's always so much fun.
Thank you. It is always fun.
So you're listening to Empower Wichita. We got more coming up. So just keep it here. Power 93.5.